shalt get kings, those albinans. So all hail Macbeth and Banquo.
Banquo and Macbeth, all hail.
Stay, you imperfect speakers, tell me more. By Cyrus' death, I know I'm Thane of Glamis, and Howl of Cawdor. The Thane of Cawdor lives, a prosperous gentleman. And to be king stands not within the prospect of belief no more than to be Cawdor. Say from whence you owe this strange intelligence, or why upon this blasted heath you stop our way with such prophetic greeting. Speak, I charge you!
The earth hath bubbles as the water has, and these are of them. Whither are they vanished?
Into the air. And what seemed corporal melted as breath into the wind. Would they had stayed.
Were such things here as we do speak about? Or have we eaten on the insane route that takes the reason prisoner?
Your children shall be kings.
You shall be king.
And Thane of Cawdor too, went it not so?
The selfsame tune and words. Who's here?
The king hath happily received, Macbeth, the news of thy success. And when he reads thy personal venture in the rebels' fight, his wonders and his praises do contend which should be thine or his.
Silenced with that, in viewing o'er the rest of the selfsame day, he finds thee in the stout Norwegian ranks, nothing afeard of what thyself didst make strange images of death. As thick as hail came post with post, and every one did bear thy praises in his kingdom's great defense and poured them down before.
We are sent to give thee from our royal master thanks, only to herald thee into his sight, not pay thee.
And for an earnest of a greater honor, he bade me from him call thee Thane of Cawdor, in which addition, hail, most worthy Thane, for it is thine.
What? Can the devil speak true?
The Thane of Cawdor lives. Why do you dress me in borrowed robes?
Who was the Thane lives yet, but under heavy judgment bears that life which he deserves to lose. Whether he was combined with those of Norway, or did line the rebel with hidden help and vantage, or that with both he labored in his country's rack, I know not. But treason's capital confessed and proved have overthrown him.
Glamis and Thane of Cawdor, the greatest is behind. Thanks for your pains. Do you not hope your children shall be kings, when those that gave the Thane of Cawdor to me promise no less to them?
That trusted helm might yet enkindle you one to the crown, besides the Thane of Cawdor. This train, and oftentimes to win us to our harm, the instruments of darkness tell us truths, win us with honest trifles to betray us in deepest consequence. Cousins, a word I pray you.
Two truths are told, as happy prologues to the swelling act of the imperial theme. I thank you, gentlemen. This supernatural soliciting cannot be ill, cannot be good. If ill, why has it given me earnest of success commencing in a truth? I am Thane of Cawdor. If good, why do I yield to that suggestion whose horrid image doth unfix my hair and make my seated heart knock at my ribs against the use of nature? Present fears are less than horrible imaginings. My thought, whose murder yet is but fantastical, shakes so my single state of man that function is smothered in surmise, and nothing is but what is not.
Look how our partner's wrapped.
If chance will have me king, why, chance may crown me without my stir.
You others come upon him like our strange garments, cleave not to their mold, but with the aid of use.
Come what come may, time and the hour runs through the roughest day.
Worthy Macbeth, we stay upon your leisure.
Give me your favor. My dull brain was wrought with things forgotten. Kind gentlemen, your pains are registered, but every day I turn the leaf to read them. Let us toward the king. Think upon what hath chanced, and at more time, the interim having waited, let us speak our free hearts each to other.
Very gladly.
Till then, enough. Come, friends!